This is the Composer's Datebook for August 1st. I'm John Burge. Most classical music lovers know Dvorak's New World Symphony, Opus 95, and his American String Quartet, Opus 96, but fewer know the work he wrote next, his String Quintet, Opus 97. That's a shame, since all three rank among the finest things the Czech composer ever wrote. Dvorak's quintet is also nicknamed the American, and for good reason. It was completed in 1893, on today's date, in Spillville, Iowa, during the composer's summer vacation in that small rural community of Czech immigrants, where he and his family could escape the noise and bustle of New York City and his duties there at the National Conservatory. Dvorak was brought to America to teach Americans how to write American music, but like any good teacher, Dvorak was as eager to learn as to teach. In New York, Henry T. Burley, a talented African-American student, taught Dvorak spirituals. And in Spillville, Dvorak eagerly attended performances of Native American music and dance by a group of touring Iroquois. Traces of those influences can be heard in Dvorak's American works, in his quintet, for example. Unison melodic lines and striking rhythms seem to echo the Iroquois chants and drums Dvorak heard during his summer vacation in Spillville. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.